fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Well, welcome to Fitter Happier. Today we are talking about Aboriginal health in Western Australia. Sorry, excuse me. Did you know that Aboriginal people experience significantly shorter life expectancies than non-Aboriginal people and higher rates of chronic disease? Joining us today is Selena, manager of the Aboriginal Community and Population Health Team at the East Metropolitan Health Services, and Chilton Yaron, Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer, to talk to us about some health programs available for Aboriginal people. That was a mouthful of your time, Selena, but welcome both to you and Chilton to Fitter Happier. It's very lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having us on the program this morning.
Let's talk a little bit about you and what your team does at East Metropolitan Health Services.
So community and population health is a metro-wide service delivery. We're based at Royal Perth Hospital. We have quite a few teams at the outreach services. We have Mudich Jenner, which is the podiatry and diabetes service. Mudich Jenner means strong feet, very much based towards the Aboriginal community. It's an outreach service which they have 36 clinic locations throughout Perth, and I'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in a little while. The healthy lifestyle programs are also metro-wide, so they're facilitated all throughout Perth. And I'll give you some more detail on those in a little while. And then we have the Aboriginal Acute Care Coordination Team. They're based at Royal Perth Hospital. It's a pilot program of that nature. So the staff work with clients who are presenting at the hospital with acute needs, and they follow their journey from hospital back into the community. Really worthwhile program, and we have 5 staff that work down in the hospital and up in remote areas of Western Australia as well.
That's amazing. That is I sometimes think where a lot of people fall off the wagon in all kinds of things throughout life is not having that support from the beginning all the way to the end. So it's really lovely to know that there's some support there from, you know, throughout the whole process that people may be going through. Let's talk about community health in particular and how it differs from other branches of health that, general public may know about.
So community health is generally the collective efforts of individuals and organisations, and they work together to promote health within geographical or culturally diverse groups. Community health sits within public health, and it is a discipline that concerns itself with the study of betterment of health, characteristics of biological and geographical areas of an area. With regards to our service, our complete focus is on the health and well-being of the Aboriginal community within Perth. Community and population health works within the self-management of chronic disease, empowering community to take control of their health, to make change, to manage their conditions. Service delivery throughout those areas also focuses on preventative health methods, to educate the community, the Aboriginal community, on how to take action to prevent chronic disease such as heart disease and diabetes.
Okay. So, Chilton, where do you fit in around this? What is your role within the community health services?
Yeah, thanks for that. It's great to be here. My role, I work in the Healthy Lifestyle Program. So pretty much I go out in the community and support them by going out there doing a different kind of program. So, you know, usually Monday to Friday, so usually on Tuesdays we have a Woody's to Binge program. So it's one of those things where you encourage our mob to eat healthy and exercise. So that's our main objective. So we try to plant a seed in their brain. So just instead of us telling them, you know, what to do, we plant the seed and we let it grow. So we encourage our, you know, participants to get stronger themselves, and you know, that's where you do the Healthy Lifestyle Program, and on a Monday, actually on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So that's our sort of game, we sort of encourage people to improve themselves that way.
And is it all people, like from our young people all the way to our elders and the elderly community?
Yeah, for sure. So usually it's in the middle range, so usually 30s to 40s, but there are elderly people that do come, so it's fantastic that you sort of plant that seed and you sort of let it grow and you watch their movements and their eating habits change, so it's fantastic.
It must be like a really beautiful journey to go on with some people, like you see people coming in disengaged and whatnot and not very interested in it, and then you make this amazing lifestyle change to some people. It must be very empowering.
Definitely fantastic. There was one lady, she started the program in January this year, and she's lost 17 kilos, so amazing journey where she's come from, and so we're really proud of what she's done. So
and the mental health that would come along with that, you know, bettering of the mental health would be like a huge thing as well.
Changes someone's life, and you know, for them they get a bit of a buzz out of it, so it's sort of putting them on the journey where I've planted the seed, and you know, I've lived up to them to make it grow, so they've done a fantastic job.
What I would really like to talk about, we're on Fitter Happier right now. We're talking Aboriginal community health programs. And Selena, I wanted to ask you about why it's so important to be delivering these culturally appropriate care, especially here, not only in metro and in the city, but in remote communities as well.
So within the healthy lifestyle programs, and within the acute care team that sort of works in the remote space, all of the programs are written for the Noongar community, so they're all culturally adapted to suit this environment that we live in. We collaborate with community members in the community and make sure that everything's culturally appropriate for the community, because there's no point in putting something out into as a service delivery package if it's not going to suit the audience of the people that we're promoting ourselves to. The programs are trained by all Aboriginal staff, so they're very culturally appropriate in the package that we deliver. They're adapted to suit every client, so every person that comes through our door, the staff work with that person and they will adapt the program to suit their needs, which makes it more personable and more focused on that person and individual, so that they can get as much as they possibly can out of what we're delivering. Because we're so diverse in what we do, with Mudich Jana, with the podiatry and diabetes service, with the healthy lifestyle programs, with the exercise physiologist, the healthy cooking. In the hospital space, we have the acute care team, which work in the metro area and also into the remote space. So we have a staff member that will go down and work with people who are presenting from the Kimberley, and they will help and support them back into community to look at, and they look at their outpatient appointments to get them back down into those appointments, so we can decrease the DNA rates of people not presenting back into appointments. So we're really quite diverse in what we deliver, and every single area is completely different, but everything that we do is very culturally appropriate for the Aboriginal community.
And children, why is that so important to have that support there for Aboriginal people?
Yeah, thanks for that. It's one of those things. It's great to have Aboriginal workers to help our mob. In terms of that, you know, they get the positive reinforcement that we're helping them. You know, they're really encouraged to, you know, us being community members ourselves, we grew in the community, we know the community, and you know, we're providing a service there. So fantastic the support we get from the community when they participate in our program. So it's really, really good to have, you know, people be involved.
We have 22 Aboriginal staff members out of an employment section of 34 people. So the community, they really connect with the staff that we have. We have staff in Mandurah, Bentley, Midland and at Royal Perth Hospital. And they will go out to community groups on a daily basis and connect with the community. So with Mudich Jana, we have 36 outreach locations. We have an Aboriginal health worker, a podiatrist, a diabetes educator or a dietitian. So wherever you go within those services, you're always going to present firstly to the Aboriginal health worker. And that Aboriginal health worker will sit down with you and they'll do the biometrics. So whenever you present to the service, you'll get your blood pressure and BGLs done. And we compare that. So we have a look at when you presented into the service and we look at your levels to see whether they're decreasing. And that can tell us how well you are received within that program. And the Healthy Lifestyle programs also do that.
It's so amazing, and I think what's really important about getting you on programs like Fitter Happier and here at RCRFM is to spread the word a little bit more and to get more community knowledge about what's out there for people, because it was quite scary in the introduction that I read that unfortunately Aboriginal people, it's known statistic, Aboriginal people are expected to have a significantly shorter life expectancy. Mm. So to have these support out there is really important and integral to making that statistic change, I think.
Yeah, definitely. One of the biggest things that we've sort of looked at doing recently is developing resources that are very culturally appropriate for the community, but are easier to use. So we've just developed a Living Better with Lung Disease Through Exercise booklet with the physiotherapy department at the hospital. And the reason that we sort of looked at that resource to begin with is because of the 343 presentations into COPD and lung disease into the hospital, not one of those people were taking up the exercise assessments that the physiotherapy department offered. So Chilton works within that space as well. So he attends down into the physiotherapy at Royal Perth Hospital and at Bentley. We now have seven people attending in the last 9 months, from 0 to 7, so that's a great percentage. We've developed a resource that is given to the client and it has exercises in it that they can do when they go home. It's full of photos of the staff that we have at the hospital, showing people how they should feel when they're short-winded, how they should be walking and what sort of footwear to use. And the uptake of that program has been fantastic, so we're sort of going to look at other resources to develop that have that same audience. So the next may be a heart resource. So looking at the chronic conditions, we'll develop a resource to match that chronic condition.
Well, Chilton?
Yeah, in terms of the COPD program, I feel like a big brother because I'm supporting our Aboriginal community members doing exercise to make their lungs nice and strong. So when I get there, I feel proud that I'm helping them, you know, strengthen lungs up to build themselves up for their... So when they can go home, they can do things that they, you know, wouldn't be able to do if they didn't do exercise. So it's fantastic there. Mm. I feel like a big brother, even though some are older than me, but I feel like a brother that's sort of helping the community members, you know, be strong and have strong lungs.
So it must be so rewarding for you, and I've come back to this quite a few times, but I'm putting myself, seeing it from your perspective and seeing these lives change of people, you know, being able to play with your grandkids or your kids and go out and do things and experience life like you've never experienced it before.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, you know, trying to help our community members be strong and, you know, to get the best out of life. So they're taking on board and they're enjoying it. So it's really good to be involved in that program.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in today. I just wanted to ask any listeners who may be listening, any Aboriginal people who may be listening, how can they access these services?
So we have a website that you can go onto, which has everything that we do. So it's an East Metro Health Service webpage. I have some contact numbers that I can sort of leave with you guys, or I can sort of say them now. So you can contact Chilton on his landline at the hospital, and his number's 9224373381. And Ursula Swan is the coordinator for the program delivery area. So her number's 9224 3778. And Renee Braden is the coordinator for the acute care team. And her phone number's 9224 1981. Just to sort of finalise the acute care, the Aboriginal Acute Care Coordination Team was developed in 2018 to close the to help close the gap within regards to Aboriginal health. It was set up to work in the hospital space, and it is being evaluated at the moment to hopefully roll out to other hospitals. It was nominated and is in a finalist in the WA Health Excellence Awards. So that's on the 5th of November, so hopefully we'll have some great traction in that space. So very excited to nominate that program for an award. Mudich Jana was nominated in 2017 and they won the award for with the Health Excellence Award, so we're sort of, we've got big shoes to fill in that space, I guess. But, yeah, so that's really exciting.
It's really excited. We've got Jim and Nick coming in for Mordish Mag, just coming out just after that, Mordish Marmon. So it's really exciting that we can talk about this and, and have that that connection there. For anybody who would want some more information, you can head on over to the East Metro Health Services website, which is emhs.health.wa.gov.au.
Thank you.
Chilton and Selena, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thanks very much. Thank you.